J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals. Also, this is how the NFL continues to win every day. Drew Brees has the video this weekend where he is working out with his personal trainer. And they go, oh, something's happening. Doesn't look like a guy that's retiring. I think about what Scott Shanley said last Wednesday about his buddy Drew Brees and maybe what he's thinking about. Is he coming back for another season? I still think he's retired. I don't think he's on the verge of saying, I'm coming back for one more year. What if he's getting in shape for commercial shoots? Yeah. Oh, you never know. That's who Tiger Woods was headed to play golf with and do some photo shoots, was Drew Brees and Justin Herbert, when Tiger Woods, this time last week, was injured in the car accident, which more and more forensic specialists are breaking down that accident. There's something that was suggested over the weekend that I think makes a lot of sense. You know, he thought distracted driving was another vehicle. Was he on his cell phone? We were, I think, relieved that it wasn't painkillers. He wasn't inebriated. The suggestion that he may have fallen asleep and where he veered off to and then tried to correct, I think makes a lot of sense, that he may have fallen asleep. And the way that road is configured, there's a lot of saying he may have fallen asleep that makes sense when you look at everything. But that was a week ago. Does that seem like a lot longer? But Tiger was going to be involved at the golf course there in Los Angeles with Drew Brees. But look at Brees' video, and I don't think it says anything. Got a lot of attention. Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Heck, look at free agency. Free agency in the NFL doesn't start for, 2 weeks? Lavonte David is going to get a lot of attention. The Cleveland Browns, who... they are all in on getting to the Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl. Nearly every team in the NFL, their window is open now. Whether you believe that as a fan or not, they believe that their window is open. And so the Browns are going to pursue Lavonte David very, very aggressively. And Lavonte David's going to have a lot of interest, and I think his current team will have the first crack. But if you're Lavonte David, you've played your entire career with Tampa Bay. He does strike me as a guy that, man, that would be kind of nice to have on my resume, that I played with only one team in the NFL and played for him for a long time. But he's got a Super Bowl, and he's got a really good opportunity to be paid. And if he went to a place like Cleveland, look at all the, and he's not an attention guy, but because of the way he plays, people in Cleveland would love him. But what if he goes to Cleveland and Cleveland doesn't make it to an AFC championship game? He's got a good situation in Tampa, but NFL free agency starts in 2 weeks when you can start signing players. The NFL wins every single day, because when they officially announce their TV contract and all the different changes to it and where games are going to be, that'll be discussed for a couple of days. We've got the NFL draft, which is a part of the NFL experience that has ballooned with attention. And this year even bigger because of 5 quarterbacks that could go in the first round. Whether the NFL draft is good or not, we decide on the attention towards the draft by quarterbacks. We don't care that there might not be any running backs in the NFL first round draft this year. It's all about quarterbacks, baby. Quarterbacks make the world go round. They steal our girlfriends and they win Super Bowls. And we cheer for them. And the NFL is winning every day. I mean, the J.J. Watt stuff is everywhere. One, because it's J.J. Watt. And two, because did he really just do that and sign with the Arizona Cardinals? All right, 12:28. Shelby Mast will join us before the hour is over. Good stuff earlier with Matt Verzal and Mike Schaefer. That stuff is up on the radio replay page at 1620thezone.com. Teddy Allen dismissed from the Nebraska basketball program earlier today. I'm getting a lot of this. I'm seeing this on social media. We have emails and texts as well. How should I feel about this? How should I feel that Nebraska has dismissed their leading scorer when the season is still going on? Some of you might feel, man, this he actually lasted probably a month longer than I thought he would. Some will say, can't get out of his own way. How should you feel about this? You should feel confident that Fred Hoiberg made the right decision for his basketball program. That today is the day that he said, we've gone down this path too long. What you want and what I want, we can't continue to be on the wrong page. I see a lot in you, what you can do for us within the structure of our offensive system and how we play basketball. That's what I see for you, and I can make you successful. No, coach, I see this. No, let's work together. But you've got to understand, I've been in the game longer than you have. This is how I see you and what is good for our team. I got to worry about our team, not about an individual. We're not good enough to separate. We got to be good as a team. And Fred yesterday said, we can't have these discussions anymore. We gotta, if we're not going to be on the same page, we got to close the book. Boom. The chapter's got to be over. We wish you the best. And a lot of people, you know, nobody's wishing ill harm on Teddy, hoping that, you know, he's got some demons. He's got some things he's worked through his entire life. First and foremost, gets himself a degree. Nebraska's going to allow him to do that. They're not booting him from school. They're just saying, you can't be in our basketball program anymore. Because Teddy's going to have a chance the way he scores. Somebody's going to pay him some money to go play pro basketball overseas. But he's still going to have the same issues. And I think it's disappointing and frustrating and kind of a sad end to a chapter, because in his basketball career, and this being his third Division I school that it doesn't pan out, this is the school that invested the most in the person. Said, we've got a support structure in place. Again, things got a little bit weird this year with COVID, and the team had to shut down for nearly a month. But they invested. They didn't look at him just as the guy with a basketball in his hand that could score at will. They looked at him as a person that if we can get the person right, that basketball player is going to be right in our program. And so on that page, that was working. That was working with some structure. But in terms of how they see each other in the structure of playing basketball, they were miles apart. And I think Fred yesterday, this is how you should feel. Fred's got ownership of this program, and he's not going to let one person, whether they're the leading scorer or the guy that's sitting at the end of the bench, derail what he sees as the future. And he knows there's a sense of urgency that he's got to be good in year three. They can't be dicking around and being 5-6 wins at March 1. If that's the case, this ain't working. So feel for both, but understand that's how the situation worked. So to answer the question, people are going, well, how should I feel about this? In one case, you lose a guy that scores 17 a game. The other case, you could tell on Saturday that when a different lineup was out there, that those guys responded differently, that the offensive chemistry was different. And you know what? What you will see tonight, and Rutgers is better than Minnesota, you will see guys that will have a lot of fun. I'm sure they'll be a little bit loose. You know, keep an eye on Trey McGowan's. How's Trey McGowan's tonight? How's he going to operate in the offense? Watch his body language. I think we'll do a lot of watching of body language tonight before this game gets uncomfortable with the way that Rutgers is playing. I think Rutgers can't afford, just like Xavier the other day in Cincinnati, Xavier had to win that basketball game. Rutgers has to win tonight. Rutgers wants to be in the NCAA tournament. Don't know if you know this or not, but the NCAA tournament isn't every year inviting Rutgers. So Rutgers is trying to keep as much bad stuff off the resume. So I imagine that Rutgers will come in here tonight, be physical. It'll be an ugly game. It'll be an old school Big Ten game, but Rutgers has to win. But how does Nebraska respond? Watch the body language. Watch if they're loose. Chance to win two in a row. Program hasn't won two in a row in a while. And if they're loose, the chemistry on offense is still there. The ball doesn't stick. Then you'll get your answer of how should I feel. Teddy wasn't a bad teammate. That's not the case. Not a bad teammate. I think he was supportive when he wasn't on the floor. But I think on the floor, his opinion of what he needed to do and wanted to do was different from what has to happen to make it all come together. And nobody's saying bad teammate. Phew, glad that guy is gone. Just made it uncomfortable on the floor playing basketball. So the decision was made, announced earlier this morning, and hopefully I've added a little, fill in some of the missing pieces of people that have questions.
Drew wanted to know, does Nebraska retire Teddy's jersey?
That no one should ever wear zero again?
No one should ever wear zero.
Should anybody wear zero in Nebraska football ever again?
Are you against that? Didn't they?
This is the first year they wore zero in football.
Yeah, you weren't a fan, right?
Person that wore zero is no longer here. Actually, they should have with Nebraska basketball when it comes to zero. See, I always thought that the person that wore zero was cocky.
Yeah.
Why are you choosing zero? Mm-hmm. There's the joke about Teddy choosing zero because he was down to zero chances left.
That's good.
But really, if you see somebody wearing zero, if you played with somebody and they chose zero, aren't you thinking, man, that guy's awful cocky. He thinks awful big of himself. They actually should have, with Nebraska basketball, when it comes to zero, they should have retired it after Dupreece Owens wore double zero.
Hmm.
Not just zero, Dupreece Owens wore double zero. Did you ever play with anybody that wore zero?
No. I never played with
him. Not everybody that wears zero is a complete heel. Like JT Gibson for 5 years with Omaha's program wore zero. Mm-hmm. But it's awkward to see somebody wearing zero.
Robert Parrish, double zero.
Yeah, we don't have the double zero anymore.
Yeah, no.
You look at the person differently if they're the double zero. The zero, singularly, I got questions. The double zero, you might be a bigger fella.
Yeah.
You might play for franchises that retire a lot of numbers. You might have a chip on your shoulder. You can only go up from double zero.